story and, well, their POAs and some darker memories of being out on that lake that August night. A little scary. But then we have people who we can show here somehow. And yeah, Pio also experienced that through his life, in his youth especially, that you know, you walk around in your home or whatever and you do your things and night comes and everything in the world and it all, life, seems scary. Or, you know, that feeling, that dark gnawing of something from within there. If you know what I'm talking about and, you know, recognize it from your own life, then I think an old man can give an advice. That whether you experience your world, your life right now as, you know, somewhere deep in the dark and scary or depressive or anxiety, you know, these things, or happy and bright and joyful and full of beauty and adventure, it's of course a matter of consciousness where your mind is. And which is of course also controlled to a certain extent of what your worldview is. If you think that the world is just ultimately a big black hole and sun will cease to exist and we are just a little blink in eternity of nothingness ultimately, or that we are all part of the eternal, blissful, loving play of Radha Krishna, of the divine, goddess and God, and all of us are part of the family, the gang. That we are eternal persons that will live always, forever and ever. There was no time where we didn't exist and no time where we will cease to exist, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. I mean, just think about it. And that with you in the heart here, right now, God is with you as your friend. Ready to guide you, and you can talk. And that's where you are, that's where your consciousness is, you will feel bright and safe and happy that deep within, no matter how the world around you looks. Because, you know, yes, I'm here, I wanted to come here, or have something to do here. So let me just, you know, do nice things and make good of life as long as life here lasts, and then back to reality again. Because this is like a dream. It's like a VR game, and just by knowing that, stepping into that worldview and kind of testing it, we can be like when we dream at night, but realize, oops, I'm dreaming actually. This is nothing dangerous. Whatever mad, crazy, scary things happen in that dream. And I think we all have that experience, right? When it gets too much in the dream, then we wake up. Isn't it? And it was just, my goodness, what a dream I had. We say when we eat breakfast. And this life is like a dream as well. So if we see it that way, can see it that way, can learn to see it that way, can wake up to see it that way, then we're on the bright, happy side of the road.